Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on FS Insider today is Brian Reynolds. He's a chief market strategist at New Albion Partners. And Brian, you just wrote a piece last month talking about your three themes. And I think this dovetails really nicely with an interview we just did with Lawrence McQuillan on his book, California Dreaming, about public pensions and how massively underfunded they are. And of course, he says that we're looking at a crisis. And you, on the other hand, write that this underfunding of pensions, they are playing even a more important role when it comes to this bull market than the Federal Reserve and how public pensions are driving the stock market higher. Would you mind going into how that works?
It's a daisy chain of financial engineering. But in my 31 years in the business, the pensions have grown massively. 30 years ago, they were $2 trillion. Now they're $18 trillion. And that dwarfs the Fed's $3.5 trillion balance sheet. In fact, the pensions have grown faster during this bull market than the Fed's balance sheet has. And the funny thing is the pensions have levered up over those 30 years. 31 years ago, the junk market wasn't even invented, so they were in plain vanilla investments like treasuries and common stocks. Now they're in the most leveraged, opaque, crazy financial instruments that have ever been created in the history of finance. It's funny because almost all of them need to make 7.5%. You know, people say the Fed's crazy at zero. I think the need to earn 7.5% every year for 30 years is even crazier than that. And they don't want the perceived volatility of stocks. So they put their money in these levered credit funds that mimic long-term capital management in the 1990s. And those funds buy enormous amounts of corporate bonds from companies. That puts cash under company balance sheets. And CEOs are incented to get their stock price up because they have stock options, which is also something that didn't exist when I first got in the business. So the CEOs take this almost unlimited amount of cash that's coming in from these corporate bond purchases, and they use it to jack their stock price up, either through buybacks or mergers and acquisitions. It's just a daisy chain of financial engineering, and it's probably going to intensify in coming years.
Yeah, it's fascinating because you say really, you know, all this focus on the Fed is misplaced because it's really these public pensions that are the origin of all this buying of corporate muni debt or corporate bonds that's driving buybacks and M&A. And then you also explain how you believe that this current credit boom is likely to even intensify as a result of the Detroit bankruptcy. Would you mind explaining how that fits into your outlook?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.